Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, don't leave me. Waiting here.
But you know I gotta go.
Baby, don't leave me.
Got this business, right?
Waiting here.
What you tripping for?
Waiting.
Sorry, girl, I gotta go.
Baby,
damn, girl, what you tripping for?
Waiting.
Sorry, girl, I gotta go.
Leave,
damn, girl, what you tripping for?
Waiting.
Sorry, girl, gotta go.
Baby,
damn, girl, what you tripping for?
Waiting.
Sorry, girl, gotta go.
Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Hit the streets, make some money. Yeah, I got a 9-to-5, but hustling is easy for me. Get the product dirt cheap, jack up the price. Sell it all, then re-up again. Repeat the cycle once or twice. Watch the fans and haters close. Them bitches never mind they own. I done had my training day. Fuck the jail, I'm going home. I gotta do it. I just hope you really, truly understand. Also pray you hold it down. Don't screw up with no other man. I couldn't handle that. Too much stress on my brain. It's time for some sunshine. All you ever bring is rain. I hear you doing other things. Lately you've been acting strange. For better or for worse, my ass, I guess them bitches never change. Didn't know I had to watch you every day and every night. Somewhere else not doing right. I'm working towards a better life. And tripping on you cheating, yeah, I know I played my part in that. They was paying $100 bills, you brought your pussy back.
Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl.
Listen here, my time is money, bitches gotta pay to play. Niggas want these drugs, I got to help their problems fade away. I don't ever wanna go, but gotta leave when duty calls. Believe in me, I'll never fall, just keep that pussy in your drawers. If you don't, I will see you as another bitch. Full of shit, we're ignorant, dumb, broke, and chasing dick. I won't even trip to stop the money flow, we still can fuck. Now I gotta wrap it up, that's how the dagger deals with us. Gotta toughen up, my heart is broken and shattered. That was the last straw for O's to say hello to the dagger. I told you she was creeping out. Look at how she acts and talk. Plus she making all the money. Should've made that bitch walk. But you didn't do it. Oh, what is it about it? Now she wanna be all proper. We'd be better without her. It wasn't just a cheating. There was lack of respect. I should've turned into activity and put my hands around your neck.
Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Girl, what you tripping for?
Waiting.
Sorry, girl, gotta go.
Baby,
damn, girl, what you tripping for?
Waiting.
Sorry, girl, gotta go.
So tell me, girl, what happens now? I did wrong, so did you. But I was fucking there for us, and you was fucking there for you. I was bringing money home. You took my car to jump his bone. Where you at? Lying to me on the phone. Sucking dick in the same place that I'm paying rent. Saying that you want my time, you giving it to other dicks. Last count I heard was four, now you don't want them anymore. They showed you they the bitches that they really are, you stupid hoe. Baby mama, drop a job, not a fucking idiot. Fucking with these little kids, don't hit me when you serious. All this shit you going through, I done seen it all before. The shit them niggas said to you, I said to bitches years ago. Side bigger said, when I was all about the pussy, I would tell a bitch whatever. I would never be the dummy nigga, is it fucking clear? Keep it true, it's me and you, but if it's not, I'll leave you here.
Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go.
Tired old eyes ain't seeing two able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
And I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
All right, y'all, it's official. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, Queen V, how you feeling?
My, I'm good. How about you?
I could be better. I'm probably going to get a little high. I ain't got no drink, but that's okay. Don't need to drink all the time. But I got a joint rolled up. There's going to be some good rolled up a little bit later. So, you know, try to stay positive. Got a new beauty of the week calling in. It's going to be an interesting show. I got a few things I want to talk about. You know me. I came prepared a little bit today. But besides that, y'all, let's get the business out the way. Of course, as always, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz to say. Without her, there is no West Coast Wednesdays, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays. Bang Out Radio wouldn't even be popping. All right, so thank you very much, Topaz, for letting me do what I got to do and handle things over here on Bang Out Radio while she's building up this X&B empire. It's just amazing. You know, Queen, I can't even get Topaz on the phone no more. It's like, damn.
Aww.
Like, I hear my feelings
a little bit,
but you know, but see, I'm not tripping. You know what I mean? I'm not tripping about it. She'll call in, she'll give me an update or whatever. But I mean, that's just trust. You know what I mean? She trusts me to sit over here. Like I said, I don't need a babysitter. You know, she knows I got this thing handled over here. But damn, it's like, holla at your boy, boss lady. Like shit, but nah, it's cool. Also, everybody out there, anybody that's out there doing their musical thing, like I said, all independent artists, hip-hop, rap, R&B, whatever y'all got going, y'all know we always find a place for it here on Bang Out Radio. So always send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can always send it to Queen V as well. Go ahead, Queen, let them know they can send it.
Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that's Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com.
There it is, y'all. So make sure y'all send them in. Anything brand new, like I said, I'm always looking for new music, and I will always find a place to play it, all right? So, again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day, whenever you decide to listen to this show, but I know you take 2 hours out of your day to support these independent artists, listen to my crazy ass, listen to us, get over here, just be awesome. And a lot of y'all some nasty motherfuckers on Wednesday. I'm just being honest with y'all. Y'all, this show be popping. I see y'all downloading this show, so... I don't know, but that's just what it is. I guess sex sells. They always sell that. They always say that. So, I mean, I guess it's no different over here. But make sure you're, but whatever y'all doing, like I said, keep talking about the show, supporting all the shows over here on Bang Out Radio, because, like I said, we here for y'all, and we all doing this together. We all in this together, all right? Without y'all talking about the show, without y'all doing what y'all need to do, ain't nobody about to be over here fucking with me, because don't nobody believe me. And it's all right. I know that. I'm not tripping. But they're going to believe y'all if y'all talk about the show, all right? So talk about the show. That's all I ask. That's all y'all got to do. All right, and yeah, there it is, the official intro. So, of course, y'all know this is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. Got some brand new music I'm about to get into right now, because as always, as my word has always been, for over a year now, anything new that I get is always amongst the first in rotation. All right, so this is brand new right here. Make sure you get your shit in rotation. All right, we're going to holler at y'all later. We're going to be right back on West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, and yeah, like that.
pressure, try to figure God's plan. Never been to jail, but wrote my whole damn being. Look at that, I owe you everything, anybody see.
But the feelings gon' remain new. You hate me in the street, but see me in your future. I'm just trying to spoil your mama, everything good. I'd rather be your husband than your baby dad.
Yeah.
You deserve the whole world, living like a fan. Cash running low, you ain't got a class.
No.
Got a nigga in your life, that's gon' make it happen. In hard times, girl, you roll like a real nigga. When I met you, all I wanna do was chill with you. So addicted to your smile and how you got me feeling. A baby mama fucked me up, but you don't wanna heal.
Striking on stone, expecting
my head in between the mic and make it come alive. Took my phone out my purse and I programmed his number. I didn't say a word, I'ma make this nigga wonder. He seen the pussy print, so he know I got this thunder. But the face is all I want. Yeah, them other hoes, they lumber. These hoes steady chase him, cause he got that good face. And that young make him numb, got him feeling like they wasted. But you need to know their face, and it's directly on his face. He make me run with that tongue, he love the way I taste. These hoes steady chase him, cause he got that good face. And that young make him numb, got him feeling like they wasted. But you need to know their face, and it's directly on his face. He make me run with that tongue, he love the way I taste. Heated conversations, and he bragging about that face. It's been a couple of months, he anxiously waiting to taste it. Just brought around the corner, said his head came amazing. She said, I'm his baby mama, but it ain't no hating. It's just been a lot of drama, cause he just couldn't take it. He put that dome on him, and they started acting crazy. Now I really want it, can he do it while I'm blazing? I'ma make him wait longer, so he have a stronger craving. I pop that pussy in the club while he watching TikTok. Like a clock, make that ass do the rock. Kitty licking his lip like he looking at a feast. I slipped his pussy up and he ate it on his knees. Hoes steady chase him cause he got that good face. And that young make him numb, got him feeling like they wasted. But you need to know their place and it's directly on his face. He make me run with that tongue, he love the way I say. Slurp, 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 don't stop till your tongue drop. Until you get to the gum like a lollipop. Make that tongue play it out, got you on it. Eat the twat like you're hungry and homeless. I'd be a lie if I said it wouldn't fly. Get me high, give me butterflies like a roller coaster ride. I'm in the sky like a pole when you're down below. Hot like a pot on the stove, heat and overflow.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know. Because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang out radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, it's up nice. Dagger, Queen, still good?
I'm still good.
Still good, for sure, for sure. Hold on, man, why is my... I hear shit. Let me turn my phone up. I can't hear nothing. Or maybe it's this weed I'm inhaling right now. I'm sorry, I don't know which it is. But, yes, if you're tuned in right now, it is West Coast Wednesday. It's up nice. Dagger, Queen V. Let's get into it. And first thing... I want to bring up, or at least let me ask Queen B, because I be feeling like, you know, I be trying to help people out, or I want to help people out, but at the same time, by doing this, people aren't going to believe the things that I say. All right, now here's what I mean. Like, first of all, or let me ask, I'm just going to say it this way first. Shouldn't niggas get manicures and pedicures, make sure their hands and feet is on point?
I personally don't have a problem with it. Like, I like a dude that'll go and get his feet done and his nose done. Like, I personally don't have a problem with it. I know a lot of dudes think that's gay, but I think that why shouldn't you want to keep your appearance up? Like,
Here's what I mean. When I had money, when everything was all good or whatever, I was right there at the shop with the little Oriental ladies with my big ass size 15, 16 feet up on that motherfucker, like, yeah. Get all that shit. Because, I mean, one thing, there's certain things that you really got to take care of when it comes to your body. And this is what fellas don't, and this is what guys don't tend to realize. And I'm trying to help, you know, but I don't think nobody's going to listen, but I'm trying to help anyway. There are certain parts of your body that you do not want fucked up. Your mouth is one. You know what I mean? You don't want your teeth to be jacked up.
Right.
right? Like how many guys have you looked at and tried to smile at you or whatever, and they should just be fucked up? Like, it makes, or breath is just on dumb foul because them niggas just ain't brushed their teeth or don't, you know what I mean? Like, all kind of, like, type shit.
Right.
Like, there's certain parts of your body that you don't mess with. So, yes, so first, am I correct on that saying? Like, you want to keep your mouth straight, right?
Right.
All right. Another thing you really want to keep straight, like I said, really is your feet. Like, I understand that you're on your feet all day, depending on what kind of job y'all got. You know, y'all like this, that, or whatever. But that's no problem. I've worked jobs where I've been on my feet all day or whatever that still didn't stop me from going to go get my shit done. I'm sorry. The only thing that stopped me from getting that shit done is I can't afford to go get that shit done by Miss Kim and them right now. When I do get back on that, but, when I do get back on that, but I'm not saying, but here's what you don't do, niggas. Don't get no kind of polish, all right? You don't need no polish, not even that clear polish. Fuck that. No polish. Nigga, just get your shit buffed up. You know, short, you know, and cause see, fellas, I guess it's just me because I be trying to understand. This is what I would think. This is some natural type shit. That's the crazy part. That's what concerns me. I would think dudes would naturally want to handle certain things. Cause I mean, think about it. You laying with a girl, you chilling with a girl or whatever. You know them niggas that always got to keep their socks on because they see the feet is so fucked up that if you rub against them, you might start a fire or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't sleep in socks. You know, and if I am chilling with a girl or laying with her or something like that, she may want to rub her feet against mine. You never know. Some girls are like that. Now, you can't have a girl rubbing her feet against yours if that shit sounding like sandpaper. You know, it's not the business. And then it's like, on my opinion, when you wearing it with your when you wearing with the fucking socks or whatever, you know, it's like you're trying to hide something. I mean, my feet right now ain't perfect, you know, but they really close to it just because I can't afford to go to Miss Kim right now. Wait till I get out of debt or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm going right down there to some young ho Kim. You know what I mean? I need all this handled. You know what I mean? Let them sit there and talk about me in their native tongue. I don't care. Do my fucking feet. I don't care what you're saying right now. You know, and get this shit handled. And my fucking fingernails. You ever see them niggas whose fingers is just so... I don't be that close to niggas' hands, but I've heard stories. Like I said, I talk to a lot of girls. But we're talking... Like I said, Queen, have girls pay attention to this type of shit, don't they?
You notice
these things, right?
Especially me. But see, especially me, like, I'm a girl, and I have long fingernails. So I cannot stand looking at my nails, and my nails are dirty. Like, anytime you catch me, 9 times out of 10, you will catch me looking at my nails like, it's dirt underneath there, let me get that out. Like, you catch me doing crap like that because I don't like that, like, for real. So if I don't like it out of me, I'm definitely not going to like it out of you. I expect a little bit because, you know, you're not a girl, so I kind of expect a little bit of dirt underneath there.
But, I mean, I'm talking about, you know what I mean, like that thick 30-day-old dirt, you know what I mean, that's just been sitting up in there for years. Like, come on now, let's be serious. And then another funny thing about it is that they don't realize what set it straight for me was Poetic Justice. You know, I don't know how long ago that was or whatever, but, you know, when that bitch was like, you can't even keep your fucking... When Janet said that, that hurt me. That touched me deeply, you know, because I was a big Janet fan. You know what I mean? So I was like, so that's what it... And then it was like one of those things, like, that's what it takes to get Janet? Like, oh, all right, well, fuck it then. You know what I mean? I might have to make sure my shit's straight then. Like, because that shit ain't the... that shit ain't the business. You know what I mean? So it's like... Oh, man, but, and then also don't realize, fellas, like I said, a girl ain't going to want to be licking on your fingers and doing that kind of stuff or whatever if your fingers and shit is known for dirty, being dirtiness. That's what I'm saying. Like, she ain't going to want you touching her and shit, you know. Ain't none of that shit you try to do unless it's just in that moment. But, I mean, how often do we have those? I'm trying to help here, you know. I want y'all to listen to me. I'll tell you no lies. Because it's like, I don't get it that this is not a top priority to people. And I'm not even saying this just, I'm talking to the fellas right now. I'm not even saying this just to be on some, well, this will help you get bitches type shit, although it will. But just on something like, nigga, you should not want your own shit fucked up. No matter what kind of work you do or whatever, like I said, you go work, you do work, and then when you're done with work, man, you chill and do you. That doesn't mean you just don't give a fuck. And yeah, and the bitches noticing that shit. Like I said, these girls are talking about you, man, not in a bad way. Like I said, keep your player guard or, you know, stay GQ, do what you do. But at the same time, these extra little things will be, you know, that much better. Like here's something else that I do. I don't care what nobody say. I shave. I shave everywhere except for, like, under my arm, you know, my head and everything. But, you know, down there, my balls is smooth. You know what I mean? Everything is straight up there. A girl once said, I mean, I'm just being honest. But at the same time, I have never received not one complaint about it. I mean, any girl that's ever like, ooh, you so smooth, you know, be all on it, guaranteed head. You know what I mean? It's perks to it. One bitch said to me, she said, you know what, that's that porno dick. That's what she called it. She said porno dick because they said porno dudes are always shaved in the movies. I don't be paying attention that close, but I guess she was actually right. So, That's what I heard. Like I said, if somebody tell me next time y'all go watch pornos next week, you know, call back, let me know if all them dudes is in there, because I'm not going to be looking at them that close. But supposedly, all the porno dudes be shaved or just be like that one little baby patch or something like that. So this is what she told me. All right, but then she said I got that porno. She said I got that porno dick because I was smooth, and then, you know, I was putting it down. So I was like, oh, shit, I'll take that compliment. I take things like that as compliments. I like that. But,
I have a question, though, because I really got, like, I was talking to the homie one day, and that's why I laughed so hard, because the homie told me he beat his balls.
I don't.
I was just asking.
No disrespect. No, it's no disrespect. I mean, I answered. No, I don't bleach my balls. There's no hair at all, you know, or very slim. Now, there's a difference now. Now, see, what's scary about that to me a little bit is that, you know, if you're bleaching your balls, that means you're dipping your balls in some kind of dye or something like that or whatever.
Stop, because I didn't say bleach.
Oh, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you don't do that, because then that just turns the color of your hair. That doesn't do anything about getting the hair removed. I said beat. Now, if you don't know what beat is, it's like Nair. If you've never heard of Nair, Nair is like, it's a hair remover.
No, I know Nair, that's what girls use, but there's a guy version of that?
No, I don't know if it's a guy version or a girl version of it, but I know that the homie one day, he's like, yeah, I beat my balls because, you know, it makes me smooth. You know, if you're a girl, you know about that. You know, you put the Nair or the V on your area, you know, and it makes it smooth, you know. So that's why I asked, you know, if you beat your balls, because do you shave them or do
I don't even do the shave. I get the clippers. Like I got my special balls clippers. Like my you know, I got the clippers where I clean up my face and everything and do all that, and then I got my balls clippers over there. Like, that's strictly for the lower region, and I handle all that with those. So yeah, so that's what I do. I just you know, just take it all off, smooth it out, like, and then you're good. I mean, you don't need no help for that. But I see a number here, but I can't recognize who this is. Now look, because the number's blocked, and you know how I feel about block numbers, because, you know, I don't like answering block numbers on my phone, so I don't know if I'm gonna answer this block number on my show. So what I want to do is, if that's my beauty of the week, can you please text me during this musical break that we're about to take right here and let me know that's you, all right? And then we'll come right back with Daggers of Beauty of the Week. If not, then we're going to decide if we're going to take that call when we come back. It may be interesting, but you know how shit can go on West Coast Wednesday, so let's see what happens. And let's see what I want to listen to right now. Let's do it like this. Cali City. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't know. It's for you. Yeah. What? Thought I was lying? Thought I was gonna make this? Yeah, come on. Her name is Jay Mills. Bad little mama. I met her on the net, and little mama is a problem. The problem is she hotter than any fire. She said she wanna meet him and find out what type of guy he is. Late text on the phone sex, and she said she's sending me a pic, and I hope that they all naked.
Cause I don't get to see her much. I'ma just be honest, I ain't never even seen her once. Long distance relations, all this damn waiting. But I'ma be patient. The longer I wait, the harder it gets. But understand when we meet, you my woman, that's it. Cause all this play shit really ain't feeling the same. A different girl every week, none sharing my name. I need a woman who is nice and is ready to change. And when we finally meet, then I'm leaving the game. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. Say she got a man, but I don't care who's with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. Say she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it.
She a light skin, that sweet like some peaches and cream. Man on the net, baby straight digging on me. With the instant lead, 7 digits throwing at me. Her name is Honey Baby, something like the queen should be. So amazing, and she looking good, brown sugar. Your boy's too skinny, got me now, watch me get her. Me and my cousin Tay, something like Big and Jigger. Your boy too smooth, she wet from this internet.
Facebook, Twitter,
you know I had to get her. You said you have a man, but I don't care who is with her. And your boy that smooth with it, I know I'm too cool for it. But I ain't trippin' no, cause bad bitches come and go. Honey so sick with it, plus she got a dope flow. And I ain't trippin' no, cause bad bitches come and go. Honey so sick with it, and she got a dope flow.
Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who's with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth. Tattoos and all. Even with your flaws, I can get you through it all. You headed out to college now. Look, mama, I'm proud of you. Just know that anytime you cry, you know that I smile for you.
Stop the water pipe, girl. Let me dry your eyes. You know every time I come around, your heart smiles. You're the Sony to my station, let's play around. Maybe for a little bit better on the cam.
Light skin, 5'7", she that model type. I'm talking cold body shape and her mind is right. Baby, for the night, we should hop up on the Skype. You know I'm nasty, so I'm thinking showing you the pipe.
Showing you the pipe, wild dreams come to life. Pain makes the pleasure, so the passion lasting all night. Want to get nasty, so I show the pipe on the Skype. And tell your brain, beautiful frame, honey cocaine, I met her from
Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it.
There's a lot of people right now that are praising God privately and ashamed to praise him publicly. They'll talk about their favorite rapper and their favorite singer and actor before they start talking about God in any conversation. And so in the end, I don't judge or look down on anybody. It's just, listen, however way you get to know God, just get to know him.
Yo.
Courage, your strength for motivation. I'm a hard worker. Thinking to myself, I got too much talent to be flipping these burgers. Deserving customers, home, but losing the grip. How was I old back? Woke up in cold sweat, saying we moving out of this. Behind closed doors, asking what I'm living for. Grandma had wisdom to share, wish we could talk more. I'm coming of age, but running afraid. It's out since the block is hard, not similar to a storm, but I'm loving the rain. Passion is invisible, identity untold. Imagine a fatherless 6-year-old in prayer mode. Abandoning their happiness, think of the heat and the world is so cold. I'm a storyteller the most. Randy, hold on, Jasmine, stay strong, cuz.
Yeah.
some new Jordans, mama buy some more food. Keisha, remember when we ran from the school bus so our friends wouldn't see us coming in and out our hotel room? Yeah, see, I can cope through the struggle, but you will feel my wrath if you tamper with my hustle. I'm trying to get bread the right way, that's why I'm humble, but I'm the running back for my fam, be damned if I ever fumble. Yeah, they all depend on me. All the pressure and the fear, see, it's all on me. Last hope, I sit and wonder why God chose me. But I'ma hold it down regardless, yep, and that's on me. The last hope, yeah.
I'm trying to make it out of
the burning bush. Lord, I don't deserve this. Doing some grief, I weakness, I'm hurting. Believe I can achieve, but praying ain't working. Remember Lady Day, the streets of Harlem. Let you sniff on Diddy Hall, starving. Play the instruments with no caution, despite the names they will call us. Settling in the church, people won't clap. Preaching man don't like rap, that is the devil music. I can change that. He was a runaway, I just brought him back. Raised in the project stage, we were not best. Poverty living, but keeping it real honest. Don't like gangsta rap, then try this. Somebody's getting saved, keep your head on the stuff.
Bubble massage, just how she doing me. Shorty had the ice pack, yeah.
right there. I like that. Down, she around when I need her most, keep her close, plus she down, she don't need a coach, ride or die, she wear the crown, little mama dope, eye to eye, she can see the lies through the clouds of smoke, mama I must admit, you get a drama, hope I promise I won't ride this wave, cause I got the boat, my oh my, you looking good, tweak a lot of school, dry your eyes, you ain't got a crown right by ya. Time to go. Blood brush, like Geronimo, diamond glow. She's shining bright, give her time to grow. It's your world. I'm just a squirrel with my pistachio, pass and go. Baby girl, you love it fast or slow. She the one against all odds, you have to know. Don't need the sun, she got it high. Hey, where she go? You and me. Every second so exclusive. You ain't gotta prove to me. Keep doing what you do to me.
The lyrical psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Dagger.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Out Radio.
That's right, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Still good.
All right, I figured out who our block caller was. That is our beauty of the week this week. So you ready to get in the interview mode? You ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go, here we go. Proudly, very proudly introducing Miss CEO of Portia Star Lingerie, Miss Portia herself. Hold on, let's get it. There it is. Portia?
Hi, I am here.
How are you this evening?
wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging out. We're doing okay. We're doing all right. Just like I said, I do apologize for, you know, having a hold like that. Again, number one, you know, black folks, we don't start on time. So we started on time, but we were a little late. But, you know, forget that.
Oh, it's okay.
But then also, you know, we don't do block numbers. But that's why I had to get that understanding, because I'm scared of block numbers. You know, it could be a bill collector or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's automatically set up like this on this phone, so.
Nah, no problem. Well, Ms. Portia, go ahead and let people know a little bit about yourself, you know, a little bit about what you do, where you're from and everything, and then I'll start dissecting this beautiful bio that I got here about you. But go ahead and let them know real quick.
Okay. Well, my name is Portia Woodard. I am the owner and CEO of Portia Star Lingerie. The company has been around since April 1st of 2011. We officially launched to public January 27th of 2012. So right now everything is looking good. We've worked with some really good photographers, models. Oh, my gosh, you name it. It's just, it's going, and it's constantly growing at this point. So,
as it should. And, ooh, and the lingerie, I love the subject matter, because, you know, that's, I love ladies and sexy things. So there's sexy lingerie and ladies. Hey, so it's a beautiful combination for me, you know. But let's see. And then I love this, number one, born and raised in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, born and raised in Los Angeles.
West, baby, L.A. West Coast all day. That's what I love. That's what I'm loving. And then, let's see, it also says you, you started off, as long as you can remember, it says you were interested in fashion. Can you recall, like, what maybe would have sparked that, or, you know, what was going on at the time, or, you know, what did you get in? And then was it always lingerie, even at a young age, or did you do fashion, and then, like, hold on, what brought you to fashion, and then what made you get specific?
Okay, well, here's how it started. Let's see. A lot of women in my family, I guess you can say, are really into fashion, like the way they dress. I have a grandmother, an aunt, my mother, and they wore high-heel shoes a lot. That was really big. So I used to, you know, walk around playing in high-heel shoes, doing makeup, you know, always trying to be the big little girl, I guess you can say.
Right.
So originally what I started doing was, like, cutting up shirts. So in high school, I would, like, design shirts. I designed pants. What else did I design? I used to design phone cases. So I just had an eye for things that
were
really
pretty. Now, you were just designing by just ripping things up and everything? Because, I mean, when I think designer, I'm not trying to downplay what you did, because, I mean, that sounds great, like when you could just do it on the fly. But, you know, when I think designer, you know, I think patterns and sewing kits and needles and that, you know, I think all that now. But it sounds like you just, like, you know what, if we take this leg off here, you know, rip this shoulder, you know what I mean, which is dope as well. But was that what it was like? Is that what it was like?
It was, yeah. And then, you know, from that point, it actually turned into, like, okay, well, I'm going to cut up and rip up this T-shirt and I'm going to wear a bra underneath. Or now I'm designing a dress. Dress is cut up where the bra shows underneath. And it got to a point where I just actually started wearing, like, bra and jeans or bra and shorts. So from that point, I was like, okay, how can we, you know, transition this into, you know, where people can wear it? So that's how it came all the way to lingerie.
it just sounds like you just kept taking off more clothes and more clothes, which is nothing wrong with that either. but man, okay, Queen, anything you would like to ask real quick? Anything you want to know?
I mean, like, because, no, I'm interested in the lingerie. I love that aspect of what you do. So, I mean, like, is your lingerie made for everyone? Like, I can go online right now and be like, ooh, that's hot. I want to get that right now. Like, could I be able to buy it in my shapes and my sizes and, you know, it be able to fit me?
That is what I'm working on right now as we speak. Actually, right now the sizes I have are a little bit smaller, but I do have a plus line size that is launching in January. So I will actually be able to fit every size woman, every race, every shape of body, you name it, I'll be able to do it. So, Yeah, that's the plan.
You know, these black folks got some asses, and that's no disrespect.
Yes, they do.
But you know, okay, yeah.
I have to make sure that we can, you know, we can fit the ass.
Yeah, you got to accommodate that, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But definitely, definitely. Well, man, shoot. And then, let's see, and then you just went, let's see, straight from school, straight into this, you just went into a career? I mean, any kind of college or anything?
Well, yeah, I'm actually in college right now, but I go online so that I can operate my business, too.
Okay.
So,
what are you going to school for?
Business management.
There it is, another business major. Man, listen, you're like the third beauty in a row up here talking about business. This is what I like. Try the ladies doing what they got to do and then being educated about it. You know, you're not out there, you know, just on some whatever. Who you know what you're doing and you know what you want to do, right?
Yes, definitely.
So what kind of advice maybe would you give? You know, there's a lot of girls out here that think that this shit is just easy, that they can just it's just handed to them, like they don't have to do anything, or they only got to do certain things, you know, and they can get away with shit. And sadly, some of them can, but it's not like that, right? If you want to be a true, real businesswoman and, you know, being about your business and your craft.
Yeah, you know what? It's actually a lot of work. Especially building it from the ground up, it takes a lot of, like, hard work, dedication to build a solid team. That's the hardest part is building a team, especially, like, when you're doing a sole proprietorship like what I'm doing, building, you know, that team of photographers, models, marketing, that takes a lot of time, too. So,
and people you got to trust, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You trust as well. Okay, go ahead.
So it's just, yeah, it's a lot of work, and getting people in and, you know, like you said, building a trust relationship with these people, that's really the most important thing. And, yeah, I think just really for somebody that's getting started, I would say stay focused. And you have to have, like, motivation and also a massive support team, like from family, friends. You know, the best support team is the people that you love. When those people are cheering you on and on your side, yeah, that makes you want to continue to go, and that's actually what keeps me going, because trust me, there are days where I'm just like, oh, my gosh, but having
because
a strong support
becomes
team.
More fun. It becomes more fun. I mean, it is work, but, I mean, when you're working with people you love and you're also doing what you enjoy doing, then it still becomes more fun, and you want to work, you mean, right?
Right.
I mean, it makes you want to do it.
Right.
Man, see. These people, I tell them, try to tell people Portia all the time, and they don't listen, that it takes hard work, dedication, focus. You know, people just think shit is just easy out here. I mean, tell them one more time that it's not easy, right? There's a lot you got to do.
Yeah, it's true. It is very true. Very true. So let me ask you, if I have a model that I've been working with that actually would want to come in on the line and, you know, express herself, would you allow us to open up the conversation a little bit?
I'm always open for things, especially here on West Coast Wednesdays. But what we're gonna do then is we'll do this, because we're gonna bring her in. Now, this is one of your models that you work with.
Yes.
See, you cheated. You could have warned me. We could have just had. I could have had both of y'all on at the same time. I could have had her pictures.
I didn't realize that.
See, you cheating. It's okay. I'm gonna let it slide this time. But you still gotta send me your pictures, because I still want to help promote. All right. So what we're going to do is have her, she's in the queue already. Am I supposed to recognize the number? Wait, no, you don't want to give her a number out of there. Here, do this. We're going to go to Dagger's Double Play real quick. Make sure, have her text me from the number she's going to call me from. Have her call in so we'll get that situated. All right, and then we'll come back and open up this conversation just a little bit more. All right?
Okay, gotcha.
All right, but, yeah, so we will be right back. Right now we're going to get into Dagger's Double Play. We're about to set up this open-ended conversation we're going to get into. And we're going to do the With It Boys. We got some new shit. I got a world premiere. I'm going to get to y'all in a second, too. So we'll be right back on West Coast Wednesdays, and we're going to start it off like this. Dagger's Double Play. We'll be right back.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right? So put the kids to bed. With it, boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good. And I'll put that on the hood.
from the jump when you fucking with me. We could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right. But now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chillin', so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass. Passion level for what I wanted, so drop it. I smashin' as you know and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up. Light skin is attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, and I'ma wrap my dick and throw it out. But I like to pull hair, slap at the titty grab. Got a choke cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
What I do,
let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want a tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces have changed, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood is still a flossy. We boogie at the club with hood walk the house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies. Anger ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Mossa, penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Ride a Mac and baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Chopping in the shadow, begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us.
Feels so good.
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Feels so good.
I'll put that on us.
Feels so good.
All right, y'all. Here it is. It's official. I'm not even supposed to play this, but I'm going to play it anyway. It's not mixed down. It's unreleased. And I'm trying to get my boys to man on. It's funny as fuck, though. This is a world premiere right here. Watch out for the mix down when it comes. But right now, I'm just giving y'all a sneak preview. This should go.
Are you with a girl? Because that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please. But if you ain't witty girl, then you can be on your way, yeah, 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 yeah. But if you're witty girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
When I'm alone in my zone, I think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions for getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night hassles and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If I did it, she with it. If she with it, I did it. If I got it, she did it. She like the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' do more than a day. If she like it, I love it, then I shove it inside. And I ask her, who's is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream.
Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you a witty girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please. But if you ain't witty girl, then you can be on your way. Good if you witty girl, then come on, let's play.
Sometimes they make me laugh when I think of all the girls from back in the past, rainy days and sunny days. Boy, I had a blast. The 365s, I was about that cash. So if you with it, you with it. This witty girl came to get it. That broad don't fit them titties. They busting out, that's ridiculous. Stunning through the club, Sin City or the mall. Drawing crowds with expensive style, with a tent to fade off. She ratchet in the streets, the woman in the streets. She draw the right attention, so I keep her with the heat. I stay riding dirty, cause it's buses in the streets. She had a whole different tone when I called her with her geek. If nothing, keep hustling and bring it all back to me.
No
discussion if anybody actually came with me. We lined it up in the seat. Now she's no riding dirty, trying to give it to me. With it,
with it, with it.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a with it girl that knows how to please. But if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way. But if you're with it, girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
Like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We's grown folks. Fist the drink, kush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio. No Romeo, fuck her life. We belong in a hardcore porno. Good and I get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat. Serious rider, macro rider, every the answer. Cushion, Molly, stroke, but call your mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a side. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Spirit don't have a chance, she was turned up by a rider.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a with it, girl. Knows how to please. But if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way. Good if you're with it, girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
Playing. Show me what that pussy's about. I'll lick it, stick it, rub it, flip it, make it drip it, stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB, I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours. If not, I'm pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so tight, like I want them pussy walls. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls. Sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always answers. 4DB, he takes his time. Dagger fucks him hard and faster. If you fucking on a boating girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy. With it, girls, we ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking. With it, girls.
It's what we do. Be with it, girls, we fucking girls. But girls ain't fucking with it too. They pussy shades are very trimmed. I love it when they body smooth. It's looking good. It's smelling right. I eat it, girl. I like to drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for rats. No way she getting pregnant.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a with it, girl. If you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way.
let's play. Let's play. Let's play.
Who are you?
My name is a pet named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing, a pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Still good.
All right, all right. And of course, Miss CEO, of course, are you still good? You hanging with us?
I am still good. Still got
yes,
a lot of energy.
Thank you for hanging out. Yeah, we're going to expand the conversation, but we're not going to add a person. But Portia, still, if she wants to get set up for her own interview and everything like that, like I said, just have her do the same thing you did. And, I mean, we can set that up. I mean, it's nothing, all right? So you don't have to worry about that.
Gotcha.
So we can just set that up for later on. But since Portia's hanging out and she is the guest of honor, I'm going to ask Portia a few questions. We go, now, Portia, first, I'm just curious in this sense, and because you're like living my dream right now. You're
really?
Here's what I mean when I say that though. Basically, it seems like when you're at work, you're around beautiful women in lingerie.
Yes, all day.
Yeah, see, that's what, yeah, you're living my dream right now in that sense.
Okay.
That's
gotcha.
Something. Now, my question is, do you have a special appreciation for the female body? Is this just business, or is there a pleasure aspect to this as well?
Believe it or not, it's actually just business.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh gosh.
I'm just asking. You know, what I mean, it's nothing wrong with it because, like I said, you got a special appreciation for the female body, and you're about to include these. Because, like I said, you already should know what you're about to step into. Like I said, when you expand this clothing line, and,
right.
You know, you're stepping into a whole other realm of shit you could design around stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's true.
So I'm just thinking, and I see some of the things you got going on, and that goes. So it's like, oh, just to see that, like, oh, I can see you putting twists on it, you know, and definitely rip things off. You know, rip them off. Keep ripping things off. But
you know, we actually try to do that at shows. We're gonna start doing that at shows. Right now, we have like where. Say a male model might walk out with a female model, but I was thinking that same idea where things are being ripped off
because, yeah.
You know, that'll get the crowd's attention a lot more.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, I agree. I second that. Queen, what you think? You think that'll work?
I think that'll definitely work.
I mean, could you imagine you sit in the audience, Queen, and somebody, all of a sudden you see a guy walk a girl down and he just so happened to rip, you know, a shirt off and it's like a bra or barely anything underneath.
Barely anything. I vote for barely anything. That's what I vote for.
I mean, that would be really popular, like, for real.
Yeah.
But let me also ask, if I can ask, are you repping Team Single or are you Team Occupied? I go with Team. I call Team Occupied. I mean, or you know, Team Relationship or whatever. But are you all businesswoman as well, or do you got somebody you know out there that's special to you?
Well, I guess I'm rocking Team Occupied.
You just broke some people's hearts out there.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to the loser category, huh?
No, I'm definitely not a loser. I mean, we respect relationships over here. I mean, we don't get it all the way twisted. But, I mean, it's just me. I'm just damaged. So it's my own personal thing because I'm damaged goods at this point in my life. But it has nothing to do with you. But, well, okay, so what kind of man does it take to, you know, hold down a woman like you? What? Because it definitely takes a lot. I mean, business, running your own business, CEO, school, like, it's not no suckers you roll with, I'm pretty sure, right?
No, it's not. Not at all. I guess it takes someone that can, you know, actually come out to the shows, come out to the events, that's really supportive. And what's another thing? I don't know, just in it to win it. Like, they have to be as passionate about what I'm doing as I am, you know? So.
No, but, I mean, in saying that, is he not doing his own thing? I mean, are you handling, like, you wear the pants in the relationship? Like, are you
no,
handling
not
everything?
At all.
Okay.
He's doing his own thing, too. So, yeah,
okay,
this is just something we can come together on. But,
okay, there we go.
Yeah, he has his own thing going.
I just wanted to make sure we clarify because, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that almighty powerful woman, but, you know, dudes that don't like to work or do certain things, you know, that just bothers me. So I had to check because, you know.
Yeah, no, it bothers me too.
Allergic to broke motherfuckers, man. But, man, but, and then, shoot, no kids or anything, right? You seem like you just
No, I don't
kids.
Have any kids. Yeah.
Congratulations. You got time. Don't even worry about it. I'm trying to. So how long you and him been together?
Let's see, a year and a half.
Oh, okay, y'all new. That's still fresh.
Yeah, it's new. It's very new.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm sorry. Don't mind me. I'm just.
I have to tune you out right now.
Yeah, you might have to because I'm just. not like that because I mean again it's a fairly new relationship now. You are happy though, right? I mean, it seems like everything's going good. You know, no
yeah,
skeletons
I'm good.
In the closet.
I'm
met,
good.
Met his family. You know, no crazy
yes.
relatives. You know, all that good shit. Oh.
It does happen though. You do have crazy relatives.
Yes, you do, and you got to realize that you're gonna be. I'm just playing like devil's advocate. I'm just talking to you like I would talk to anybody else that's you know going through something or in something. Like we gotta dot all the I's. I'm that crazy uncle that cares, but you know I come at it harsh. We don't sugarcoat around here.
Okay.
So that's all.
Gotcha.
I'm just running. I just gotta run him through the make sure he's up to par because you know I care. That's what,
okay,
that's
he got to pass like, your test, right? That's
yeah,
what
cause I, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got to make sure he's good because, you know.
Okay.
Like I said, you miss CEO. Miss CEO don't just roll with anybody.
Right.
You know, fuck that. You might as well go solo instead of a bolo. That's how I feel. Sorry.
Oh,
so,
it's
does
okay.
Does he work? Does he work?
Yes, he does work.
All right, what kind? I mean, I'm not talking McDonald's.
No, he works in the medical field.
I'm not talking street pharmacists either. He's not selling.
No, no, no.
He's
into nuclear medicine.
Ooh.
So he works, yeah.
Oh, Homer Simpson, huh? Nuclear medicine? Yeah, because, okay, we're going to call him Homer. I'm not going to talk about your friends. Just that,
oh, my goodness.
It's just that I don't know him, so I'm just going to call him Homer for the sake of the show, okay? So we're talking
okay.
about Homer, all right? That's just, now, okay, got a job with the nuclear people. All right, that's cool. I mean, you get paid. You notice that the riskier your job is, then the more you get paid. So he probably is making decent money. That's good. Okay.
He makes good money, yeah. It's
all right.
Very risky, but hey.
Hey, now if he comes home with no hair because he done caught some chemical shit or whatever, you still gonna roll with him or you gonna dump him?
Oh my gosh! Well, you didn't say.
Hey, it's a possibility.
Can I decline the answer? Failure to answer.
I'm just saying, if you do, you will have been the second person to ever plead the fifth on this show. I'm just saying, if you want to be the second person to ever plead the fifth on the show, you're more than welcome to. Or you can answer from the. I mean, it's a, look, it's no. Here's what. Here's where I'm gonna just let me lay it out for you. It's just okay. God forbid that would ever happen. Let's just, like I said, he's good at what he does. Don't got to worry about anything like that. Everything's okay. But, I mean, when you're working with stuff like that, you know, I always think of the worst situation, so I'm going to talk to you real quick. Like I said, you got to think like this sometimes.
Okay.
Now, like I said, so, and being around that nuclear shit, I mean, nuclear, that's a whole lot of paths, a whole lot of body shit you got to climb into, you know, breath, air mask, you know, all kind of shit. Nuclear shit is not no shit to play with. Now, I'm just saying that's radiation. You know, you've seen Hills Have Eyes. You've seen some of these movies. And the radiation ain't nothing to joke with either. Radiation is what they use to fix cancer and everything. So, you know, maybe he's trying to cure us, which is, I hope, what he does. But if he's exposed to that shit in some kind of accident, like I said, this is not the movies. You know, hair start falling out, you know, but, you know, he got the drool, like if the side of his face is, the muscles in the right side of his face just don't work, so it just leans to the right, and he can't keep the drool in his mouth.
Oh,
so he's drooling. I'm trying to see how she feels. Like, hold on, let me see where her emotions are. Can I ask a question? Like,
I don't know. Now you got me like, I don't know. Now I'm a little embarrassed. I think I'm embarrassed to give my real answer now.
Nah, just if you're happy, then by all means, just be happy. I'm just messing with you because it's a lot of shit going on right now, and then a lot of people are in a lot of situations that they shouldn't be in, and that's just why I play that way. But if you're happy, then that's all that matters. He's keeping you happy, whatever he's doing, one leg. Like I said, but you got to imagine, like, he could come home one day and his leg could just fall off at the doorstep. What would you do?
God.
Like, I mean, honestly, like, you don't know. But, or imagine it even worse. Like I said, this is West Coast Wednesday, so we're going to take it here. Imagine y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all having sex or whatever. Say it breaks off while y'all doing that. Then what? What would you do? Like, you can't. Radiation is not nothing to play with.
Damn, I don't even know. See, I freak out with stuff like that.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. Like,
I don't even know.
Like, that's
oh my
what
God.
I'm saying. Like, I can't
read my mind.
I would. You would lose your mind. Like, what else could you do? I mean,
what could you do?
You
I mean, you can't go grab the glue or the staple gun. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Call the paramedics? What you going to tell them? You know what? Or, you know, or maybe, but if it did happen, you might get some kind of medical. You could get workman's comp from work, and that'll probably get them chipped off, too. So maybe it may be worth it. Let's think money-wise. You know, we business people here. Let's think business-wise.
Yeah, let's think money-wise. After he dies after, like a couple of months, my mom grabbed your thing, fall off. That's so horrible.
Oh,
my
God.
You're scaring me.
You're scaring me.
Let's just say... I would just say, can we get an insurance policy? As long as you don't seem like the crazy type, you ever that be on them shows, like, what's that, Snapped or anything like that. Like, as long as you don't do that where you're going to kill the man, at least get the man, like, one of those good old, like, life insurance policies. You know, you might want to invest in that just if you want to secure the future. It's not that you don't care. It's that you do care because if something were to happen to him, we don't want anything to happen to Portia. So, you know, you need to let him know that. You know, like, we need a life insurance policy if you're going to be dealing with nuclear shit all day. Like, this shit. And I'm just saying, he come home, rub that shit against you, and you wake up and your arm's glowing in the middle of the night. I mean, what you going to do?
You know what?
What are you going to do? Like,
that is so rude. Now, I think we should change the subject. You got her all, like,
I'm not trying.
Oh,
I'm just saying. What if she gets pregnant, right, and then at night she can see the baby in her stomach because it glows in the dark? That shit is not going to be the business. And
you hear him. This is just not
scaring me. Like, oh my, I feel so bad for her. You're scaring me. Like, oh, her poor baby.
He gonna make me not even want to go to sleep. Probably
nah,
up all night biting my nails, like, oh my god.
No, you got it, baby. It's okay. Y'all live together, if you don't mind me asking?
No, we don't live together.
Okay, good. See, that's good. So he ain't gonna hear this anyway. Don't let him hear this. It's okay.
Okay.
We'll keep this one a secret. You know, keep this one a secret, because y'all only a year and some change in it, so y'all still got secrets. Y'all ain't told each other everything, huh?
Yeah. No.
You haven't. Exactly. Okay, see? I know, see? But I respect your honesty. I love this. See, this is what we're doing. This is our honesty. But, like I said, when you start telling everybody everything, that's about, I don't know, maybe year three, two and a half, three, like everything, like,
yeah.
Like every your deep, dark secrets. But Because you can't trust people nowadays. Can't trust them. Can't trust them. I don't trust people. I'm sorry. We're going to get back to the music. We're going to play some music. I need a break. I've been messing with my guests all today. But we cool, right, Portia? You know I'm just playing with you, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Like, what did she like? What the fuck did I get into on this Wednesday night? But also,
no,
at the
it's
same
cool.
Time,
I'm enjoying myself.
But you get even much more props because most of my beauties don't actually get to hang out. You actually hanging out, so that's cool. And that's why I got to give you all the attention because you're the special guest. So everything has to be about you, but we're gonna make it interesting about you. But you're open to that, so that's good. Keep rolling with us. We're gonna see where we can go. Maybe Queen will get involved. I'm gonna shut up because I'm talking about glow in the dark babies and shit. I'm gonna try to get on some other shit.
But it
is West Coast Wednesdays. It is Pump Nights, so we do talk about them adult matters and adult topics. So you never know where
okay.
we're gonna go. And we're going to get into it with the LID boys, and we're going to be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, Miss Portia hanging out. Oh, I'm loving it already. We'll be right back.
Can I lick it? Can I taste it?
What's up?
Now, ladies, let's get naked. And can you have my baby?
Come over there right now.
I'm begging.
Tell your friends you ain't having no company tonight. It's just me and you.
Oh,
and where that thing
yeah.
is.
Come here. She say she like it slow. So I take my time on her. Searching for her G-spot so I can get them sounds out. I'm licking on the back, loving her tattoos. Her body frame perfect like a cartoon. Betty Boo. And the smile is flawless. She like my favorite candy bar. Ooh, that whatchamacallit. And you can have it your way. So I from the bed like a brick buffet. Now we tussling on the bed and she biting on the seat. I can tell the way she moaning. She bops the feet. So like black sheep, I'm a freak. So I go a little deeper. My boy ain't the wife, but I'm just trying to be her teacher. And so can I how much you wanna get it? Tell me it's a lick and fit it. Promise you I wanna get it. I'll have you screaming like ooh, ooh. I'll have you moaning like ooh, ooh. Can I lick it, can I taste it? Can I lick it, can I taste it? Now ladies, let's get naked. Ladies, let's get naked. And can you have my baby? And can you have my baby?
Back in the back and he rolling the dust. We drunk, we all wanna touch. Certified goons, so we all wanna take us all off, all marks in the cut. No shit, spilling all on butt. Back to the house and we all get beat that thing up, by the bus get. Got enough shit and she eating out. If I get me, then I'm good, then I'm out. I'm digging it out, can't figure it out. For the sleep, I think I bust three in a new shit gone by the way I was in it. Knocking on the door, I'll be done in a minute. Thought I was finished, I was right back in it. Answer the question, can I play in it?
So baby, can I play your minute? I'm a
and they both on silent. Wanna leave, but she holding me tighter. Can't control it, habits, I got power. Now I'm first, she got a key to the pilot. Damn.
Oh,
fight with the right, so you know I wanna see. Start from your head, move down to your feet. Just you and me, we alone on the beat. Hit the right spot, then you go to the beat. Know it's getting high, I don't care about the heat. Take a long story, so you know I'm going deep. Know it's getting good when you pull on the sheet. I don't even care, you wanna see.
So baby, can I play your penis? How much do you wanna pin it? Tell me it's a lick and fit it. Promise you I wanna get it. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, ooh. I'll have you moaning like, ooh, ooh. Can I lick it, can I taste it? Can I lick it, can I taste it? Now ladies, let's get naked. Ladies, let's get naked. And can you wear my baby? And can you wear my baby? Oh, oh, my mama, oh.
Can I touch you there? Can I lick you there?
but I dick it down free. Wanna might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free. Dick it down free. Wanna
dick it down free. Dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free. Dick down free, like I'm about to have somebody's nigga eat back heat. All in the club trying to scold me a bitch. Like bread, I might loaf me a bitch. Act like some cast friend, get those with a bitch. Spin game out of trying to coach me a bitch. Like look clean, I'm all over it. Stay with the burner just in case I have to toast me a bitch. Like a best friend, she called my sex her bestest. Beat it so good, made her nut in seconds. Body the pussy monster, the pussy killer. And I sell it too, nigga, I'm the pussy dealer. Hey, and get paid a must. If you got money, I got sluts for bussing. This is how everything works behind the scene. If you fuck me, you fuck the whole scene.
Might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Wanna might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free. Dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free. Dick it down free. Wanna
you bitches in the car trying to fuck for the homegirl, black like a guard. She with the dick, so I gotta fuck them both. About to take this bitch down like a motherfucker note. With my nigga cool, sagging in the toe. Guarantee my car wave when I open up the door. I'm a star like Pluto. I'm the best you know. And the cool pill like orange and it's too low. Look, shit, I'm grooving like a hoover dude. Guns in the back and they yelling out booty ho. Yo, we fast, but we like to have fun too. Shit, that bitch, I'm in the air like a bamboo. Young peso, baby, probably a bitch gut like an able baby. Little weirdos ain't able, baby. The fuck with my squad, you ain't like you ain't hungry.
Might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Wanna might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free. Dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free, wanna dick it down free, dick it down free, wanna.
Two bad bitches trying to kick it like judo. I'm out of this world like my swag on Pluto. Fuck it, I'm a shit well, just to let you know. When it comes to pussy, I beat it like sumos. Yeah, I'm the one, but I ain't talking about singles. Everybody know I get my chips like Pringles. Got more numbers than a full game of Keno. Girls know I'm taking, but they still try to mingle. Dick it down free, but my head is the dumbest. Put it in a pussy, but it's all in a stomach. Barely put it in, got your girlfriend screaming. You can be my girlfriend only when you dreaming. Everybody know a nigga hot like the season. I probably say I want you, but you know I'm teasing. Sex ain't great, I'm a pro to this. And I love talking sex, so I wrote to this. Ay.
Might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Wanna might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Might have to pay me, but I dick it down free. Wanna dick it down free. Dick it down free. Wanna
dick it down free.
There's a party in my house, better not be late. Don't care who's coming, just as long as there's a shade like me. Hey baby, dance contest will start with the boys. You know you're the winner when you hear the most noise. Got this. Hey.
Let's go.
Showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Still here.
All right, for sure. Make sure everybody hold on. Got to get our special guest tonight. Hold on, come on. Don't start fucking up now. There we go. I got to talk to my computer to make sure it works. Miss Portia, still good?
Yes, I'm so good.
All right, we got one more person hanging in out here. Hold on, let's see who this is. Straight out the 909-0721. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
Hi, Dagger. Hi, Queen.
Uh-oh, there she is, Miss Koya. Uh-oh, top of Koya question. Let's get to it.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We good. We chilling. What's up with you?
Nothing. Chilling.
Hey, Koya, I know all about this new lingerie model coming out. Not model, like clothing line coming out real soon. You know, you're going to need to get on that. I'm gonna put you up
what
on
lingerie?
Game, all right?
Okay, put me up on game. What
I'll
lingerie?
I'm in good with the CEO. You know, she cool. She my peoples. So no. When the line come out, I'm gonna hook you up, all right? But I'm not gonna give away too much information because, I mean, we go shh, hush, hush. But, I mean, all right, Koya, you on time. You actually here. What's Koya's question this week? For the first ever Koya's question. This is what I'm talking about. See, this is when you make me smile, Koya. When you do what you say you're going to do, you're making me smile now. Thank you for making me smile. What's up?
Of course. Love it when you smile. Okay, of course, I know I have to tune in. I know I'm a little bit late. I asked the queen for the number because I actually got my phone back, y'all. Woo!
All right.
You asked me. You better stop telling lies. I just sent you a text message and did not respond, so then I had to go to Tay and ask Tay for the number to the show because I didn't have no numbers in my phone.
I don't get no text message from Koya. But that's okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, focus.
Anyway, I was going to ask a relationship question, but then I was just like, I don't think that's kind of appropriate for Hump Night.
I know. We were talking about Portia's boyfriend a minute ago. I mean, we can get back to talking about him. I mean, it's no problem. But like I said, it's your question, so it's whatever question you would like to ask. What would you like to ask?
Oh, my question for tonight, it was, my question was, I'm sorry, I'm walking around because it's cold outside.
It is windy than a motherfucker. I don't know about where everybody else is. It's breezy as fuck out here in L.A. right now.
It's freezing, but my question, it was asked previously on the show before, but I just wanted to see if it was anything different that anybody has ever done sexually other than me, just so I could try it. So I kind of wanted to know, because I knew that you was going to have somebody new on the show. So I wanted to see what was the craziest sex, not not sex, but the craziest sex position that everybody has ever had. That is
but
like
I mean,
the most
like,
ever.
Crazy sex. I'm trying to. I want to make sure we got the question right before we can answer. Now, the craziest sex position, like just that you that a girl has been put in, or that and for me that I have put a girl in. Is this what we're? Is this the question?
The craziest. My thing is like out of all of the craziest sex positions that you ever been put in, out of the craziest sex position that you ever put her in, and then your favorite. So pick one of those, like your favorite one.
See, for me personally, this is just Dagger speaking. You know, let me start. Let me get the ball rolling here. Now, when it comes to me, my girls, I like my girls flexible. They got to be flexible because I like putting girls in the craziest positions sometimes. Like what I like to do because it depends on, and it also depends on if the girl can handle it. You can't put girls in certain positions if they can't handle it. You know, girls will pull hamstrings, and there's nothing more unattractive than when a girl be like, oh, put my leg down, or this, this. You don't want to hear that shit. So, and just a word of advice, ladies out there listening and everything, do some stretches, you know, get to Pilates or whatever the exercise y'all got to do. Just make sure your legs are stretched out or whatever. But, mainly my little move that I like to do is, let's see, how can I describe this? I'm trying to describe it. Now, it's like a slanted missionary style. So it's like I'm on my knees. One of her legs is between my legs. Her other leg's up. But I got her, like, front side, like, pushed down. So she's kind of twisted. And
uh-huh.
I bring my, like, left arm around, and I'm holding the ass with this hand. And then, I kind of lean forward a little bit. So it kind of uh-huh. It's kind of like a pile drive position. That's usually my signature move right there. That's what I like to call my signature move. That's what I like to do.
That's interesting. So you say you on your knees on the bed or on the floor or wherever.
Right.
And she has one leg over you? One leg over your leg?
No, one leg through my legs, in between my legs.
Through your legs. Okay.
And then the other one stretched, like, up across my chest on my arm, or, you know, it's coming up that way. Like, I got that locked up. But
okay.
So, like, okay, now look, okay, Koya, I'm going to help you out. Now,
okay.
Where are you at right now, Koya? Where are you at?
I'm located in front of my aunt's house.
Okay, but you're outside, though, right?
I'm outside right
okay,
now.
Okay, no, that's not going to help the situation then, so never mind. But I'm glad everybody's laughing because y'all kind of saw where I was about to go with this, but okay, so, But basically think, okay, but I mean, I'm gonna try to lay it out. Basically think,
okay,
like, you're laying on your right side, right? You're laying completely on your right side. Now,
right.
Your left leg's got to be straight up. I'm talking, like, 90-degree angle, like, straight
in the
up.
Air.
And then, yeah, and your other leg
okay.
never moves. Like, it's just laying on the bed. So I'm, like, straddling that leg. Your other leg's up here, but Your face down, though, so you're not on your side. You twist your front, like both your shoulders
okay.
are touching the mattress, so you got to twist
right.
that way. So I'm holding
right.
your face down that way, so that puts the ass up a little bit because you
right.
that still gives you your arch, right? And
then
I lean forward a little bit, and then that just angles it right there. Like I said, that's my signature. I like to call that the pile driver. That's my signature right there. That's what I
okay. That's
so,
interesting. I'm going to try that one.
Now, it definitely works better in a bed because when you're in the bed and you're doing that move, you can basically just bounce the girl off the bed. Technically, I don't even got to move. I can just use my arms, so that saves energy. And then when my arms get tired, then I can move my legs. You know, I got options in that position. Like, so I like my girls flexible. They got to be able to stretch. They got to, because I'm going to be, you know, it's going to be working. I'm going to be twerking. You got to let me twerk. I don't like being interrupted while I'm working. I don't like that.
Very eco-friendly.
That's just how I feel.
That's nice.
And then you got to think about the transition because then from there, say she does get tired. You know, I may get tired a little winded, you know, depending on how turned up I am or what's going on. You know, I may need a break because I've been pile driving. The pile drive is not for the lighthearted. You know, you got to, you know, if you don't
wow.
got the stamina up, you can't just do this move just straight out the gate. All
right. Right.
But
so you have to get it in like normal type way, hit it from the back one time.
You can't just jump into the pile driver. You know the pile that's you gotta build up to the pile driver
situation.
have to be the peak.
Yeah, kind of. Or, like I said, if you don't reach that point, you also think about the transition, because then you got options. You could either slide that leg over, and then it's just straight like an inverted doggy style, which isn't that bad. Like, you keep that leg, fellas, you keep that leg in between your legs. It kind of forces that back to arch up. It has no choice. So, y'all got to go. I'm just saying, am I lying? Like, I got three ladies here. Am I lying?
No, you're not.
See? Okay, thank you. This is what I know. Sadly enough, this is what I know. These I know. I can speak on this with contempt and trust here. But like I was saying, this is not for the faint of heart. Not everybody can do it. I mean, go ahead. Like I said, you got to get your legs stretched out because, like I said, to me, there's nothing more attractive. Like I said, nothing more unattractive than when I am doing my job and I'm putting in work and everything, and then that, put my leg down and did it right now. Like, can I say when to stop? Like, maybe I, you got to, this, but it's a control thing also as well. It's when you want the guy to be in control.
Oh, ladies got to do a couple of squats, join a yoga class, get they stretch on for a little bit.
But I just want y'all to see this though. From this position, you can really do a whole lot of things. Because see, then, like I said, first you're face down. Then, you know, if your back starts to hurt a little bit, then you can go straight back. But then you can't. You still got to leave that one leg up. So you still got that kind of arch in there. But now I could get in a little bit closer. You know, I move in, come in a little bit deeper, and now I'm like grabbing your neck or your head with my left hand, or maybe choking you. You know, depending on what kind of freak you are. Or something like that, maybe slapping your titties around. You know, it just depends on who you're dealing with. Different people like different things. But, like I said,
I should ask this question. I was by somebody that could try it right now, huh? I'm just kidding. You just made me mad. I was like...
But you got options from this. But this is what I'm saying. But then you also have to, like, you just got to be careful. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know what you're doing. You don't want to pull a girl's leg out of socket. You don't want to... Okay, because that's it. That would just be the funniest shit, but it's not for everybody. But see, I just took over that whole conversation. I'm sorry, but yes, that's my signature position right there. That's what I do. As far as what girls do to me, I always like girls that like to ride. I like being able, as much work as I'll be putting in, I like a girl that's able to put that much work into me where I can just sit back and not have to do anything. If I want to sit back and smoke some weed, I can do that while she's doing what she want to do, and and there not be a problem with that. Have a drink. Like, yeah, just keep bouncing. It's okay. We good. I'm straight. I'm not going to burn you. Watch your arm. I'm sorry. You know, it's okay.
I like that, though. Okay, do you like the frontwards ride or the backwards ride?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It just depends. It's just funny, though, because, it depends on the girl you're dealing with. Because some girls be enjoying the ride too much. And, you know, sometimes y'all girls make some of the weirdest faces as well. And then it'd be so hard sometimes to not. I know girls look at guys like, man, why can't I not? It's hard to laugh at, not like to laugh at us. Oh, I've seen some faces that was so hard not to laugh at. But when you're in the back, when she's not looking at you, but that's when y'all girls try to get, I don't know, it just depends. Like I said, it depends. Because I like it when a girl's on, like, ride me on the front, like, face me, like, with her hands on it, my hands on her chest, her hands on my chest, like, but using it like a pogo stick, like, I feel the pressure on my chest. You know what I mean? Like, you get what I'm, like, she's leaning for, or... I also like the other way around, where she's leaning all the way forward and it's just all just wobble, wobble, and I just got a perfect view of that shit. So, I mean, it goes both ways. As long as she's riding, I'm good. I like the sideways ride, too, ladies. Like I said, in that sideways motion, it goes both ways. When a girl's on top, ladies straggle that, like if you're sitting up, you know, legs leaning back, guy sitting up, back against the wall, let's say that way, or a little bit lean forward, legs spread, straddle that, like, left or right leg, pick one. But, you know, but that gives you that straight in there. I'm just giving away all the secrets here. Man, y'all get me all turned up right now, man. But y'all see what I'm talking about, though, right? I mean, are y'all getting the picture here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. But that's what I do. Like I said, I like a girl that works. She can go left leg, middle, right, left. You know what I mean? I just like a girl that's willing to put in as much work as I'm putting in. That's just my thing. I can't stand a lazy bitch. I'm sorry. Not to be calling bitches, but I've been respectful most of the night. But a lazy bitch pisses me off, especially when it comes to sex. When it comes to sex and making money, lazy bitches piss me off. I'm sorry.
Okay, what about the ladies?
Go ahead, Portia.
Oh, no. You guys have put me on the spot enough tonight.
Okay, just one of your favorite sex position?
My favorite sex position is probably doggy style. That's
girls,
my favorite.
I'm sorry, that's a good job, but that's
no,
that's
no,
a,
no.
That's
don't get me wrong. I agree with you, Dagger.
Though.
I like to ride too, but yeah, my favorite is doggy style.
No, I'm just saying, when you ask a girl her favorite, usually the number one answer is doggy style. What is it about that position? What is it?
Because that's the position that you feel it the best.
Yeah,
you feel all
yeah.
of it
yeah,
in that position.
Yeah,
he's in control. He's in control.
You don't worry about how cute you look because you ain't got to worry about how cute you look because you can't see your face. You can do whatever you want to, and he's just watch your lips or your eyes. Don't give him too much credit. And then at the same time, it's just, I don't know. And then you can see him.
I like that. I like where you hit that spot. That's just me. I just like that. You just hit it. And, hey. Man.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Now let me ask this. Okay, now what type of dog is dog? There's different variations. Let's take it one step further. Now is it the face down, ass all the way up in between the girl's legs, you know, legs all the way spread out doggy style? Is it the face down, legs ass up, legs inside, my legs on the outside, straight up ass doggy style? You know, like straight up ass doggy style? Is it the straight up, one leg over on this side and one leg in the back, you know, almost, you know, like, is it my personal favorite doggy style or my own personal favorite doggy style? I like being on my knees and then having my knees on the outside of her legs, inside, ass like that. But then I like her to sit, up on her hands, you know, like, they fully extend her back. So I like, because I go for the neck. I usually like grabbing the neck in that situation. I'm a hair puller. And then when you bring it, instead of me having to lean forward if I want to grab a titty or do something that, I bring the titties up towards me a little bit this way. So, you know, I like her to sit up, like, you know, with her, you know, think like a cat stretching out. You know how they put their arms out, but.
You are so visual. I can actually view
you
that
really
right
is.
Now.
Okay.
I can see that right now.
But instead of stretching,
he liked pussy, guys. That's what he's saying. Not a dog.
Right, right.
Not a goat, not a sheep, a cat.
Right.
So, but you got to realize in that position, like I said, especially if she can see, when I put a girl in that position, she be trying to, because girls be trying, like I said, trying to be lazy, keep that arch in your back, but keep it up. I like it up because then you're coming down on me, then I get to lean back. And it's kind of like you're riding, but it's still doggy style. You get what I'm saying? But we're up. Instead of me lying down on my back and everything, we're up. And then I can, if I pull it, what I like to also do, especially if they got long hair. That's why I like girls that do got long hair. That's why I never tell girls to cut their hair. You shouldn't cut your hair, but if you do, your business. But nothing's wrong with long hair. Because I grab the hair, right? Like she's riding, but facing away from me. I grab the hair, but I put my elbow in her back. And then I kind of hold it down. That's how you keep the arch in the back. Like, you hold it there, and then I kind of, but it, my elbow, since I'm tall, my forearm be the length of most girls' back. So my elbow sit right on the top of the booty, you know, where that first little bubble ripple go right there. So it sits right in there perfectly. And then I just kind of control the situation from there. You know, hair in one hair, body
painful.
All over. No. hey, it may sound that way. It may sound that way.
you skinny,
okay.
Your pointy elbow in my
No,
back.
No, but you're not you're looking at the wrong. First of all, my elbow ain't skinny. I'm not a bony nigga. Don't you trying to call me skinny and everything like that. It sits just like when a guy smacks y'all on your ass when y'all fucking do whatever like that. It's like, it's one of those things you feel but you don't be tripping off of. It's kind of like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not, trust me. If I do it, and we're in that situation, you're not going to be tripping. Trust me. You won't be saying nothing. All right? So let's just keep it there. But, yeah, but it's just, like I said, it's a control thing. You just keep it right there in the back, and her hair's kind of cocked back, head's kind of cocked back, screaming in the air, just bounce, 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 bounce. But, yeah, that's the business. I don't know what y'all talking about, man. See y'all.
Clean, right?
Huh?
Yes. Queen answer. Yes.
Yeah,
Queen. What is the most craziest position that you've been in, but your favorite out of all? Or that he's put you in? Either way, go, just your favorite out of all.
I don't know, like, I really don't, like, because I've never really, I don't think I've really been put into no crazy, like, stuff that I think is crazy. Like, the craziest thing that I've actually had happen was being put upside down.
That shit is scary. I'm sorry.
I mean, it was scary. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, I was enjoying. But I mean, I was scared. I was scared of being dropped, and that's why I kept in the process of enjoying. I kept hollering, "Don't drop me, please, don't drop me." You really, you got to sneak the moans and stuff in, but it was like, "Don't,
you
please,
scared
don't
scared.
Drop me," because I was really scared. So yeah, I mess with tall dudes, and I'm kind of on the I'm big, but I'm kind of on the short end. You feel me? I always say I'm big, y'all. I'm really not big. I just got big hands and big feet, but I'm really short out here. I'm 5'1". For those of you who don't know, I'm 5'1". So I mess with taller dudes. I mess with guys who are at least 6 foot or taller. So. Like, when I say don't drop me, for me, that's a long drop.
Yeah, you can land on your neck. Like, that ain't... That's death from that height. Like...
Yeah, you feel me? That's a long way to go. You feel me? So I be scared. And then you try to hold me upside down.
Niggas be trying to play like they he-bad, and he'll be trying to get all into it, and it'll just split, like, like, and then he'll try to catch you by your inner thigh or something like
that. Yeah, too. Like, he tried to be funny and do the, no, don't play with me, that's not funny. Like, I don't find that hilarious, I don't think that's funny. But, I mean, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it, but, I mean, it was scary, I'm not going to lie. Let's see. My, I don't know, I've been held upside down a couple of times.
Wow.
Is
that what's hot? I'm slipping. I got to hold girls upside down? Is that what's
hot? I mean, no, because I was out, but see, I was in the process of receiving some fire. It was kind of like a 69 position. So, like,
a stand-up 69
fall.
He had shit. It's scary as shit, but it's bomb. See,
yeah,
just,
like, you know,
he had my leg all the way up. You get by a bed, and you hold your hands on the edge of the bed.
But, I mean, it's still scary because if I buckle, it's still scary because if I buckle and I hit my neck the wrong way, it could be really bad. You feel me? It's still kind of scary. So, you feel me? But, I mean, I enjoy it. I mean, hey. But, my favorite position, let's move on. my favorite position, I like it face down, ass up. Let's be specific for Dagger. I like my legs inside. Like, I like his legs outside of mine. I don't know why I like to hold my legs together when I'm face down, ass up.
Because why? You want me to tell you? You know why? Because it creates more friction. It depends on if you're a friction type girl or if you're a deepness type girl. Some girls are both. But when your legs are closer, that means it's tighter. So that means when he's going in and out, it's like squeezing your fist and then pushing your finger through it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
I mean, I can feel that, but yeah, because I think I'm kind of like both. I like it both ways. But yeah, I mean. Okay.
But when
that's
legs
what's up.
Together,
I mean, I learn something new every day. I didn't know that. So, that's what's up. I really didn't. I didn't know that.
And before we wrap it up tonight, just one more question. I got to ask Portia. We're gonna bring it back to the beginning of the show. Portia,
okay.
Is your don't take this the wrong way, all right? But we're gonna talk about your boy real quick because I just want to see if I'm the only one. I want to see what other people do. Is your boyfriend's balls smooth?
They are. Yeah. They
he, shaves, he shaves, he keeps them smooth, don't he?
He shaves, yeah, he does.
See? See? Y'all, see? He's slipping. Nigga said, see, that's two already. Just all, and just I got three ladies here. Y'all, that shit is the business, right? That's cool. That shit goes for y'all, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I like it. I like it for specific reasons because, like, you know, hair is not attractive down there. You be sweating, and then you know, stuff gets caught. And then when I'm down there and I'm doing my thing, you know,
I that's what I'm saying. Nobody wanna.
I just
have
to
laugh at
that part.
All in their noses,
no,
shit,
like,
dog,
for real,
like,
and then you know. Like, I mean, when I went back, like, going back to the beginning of the show, when I asked you if you beat your balls, like, I mean, because, you know, some guys like that aspect of girls doing that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I love it. Girls got to be all the way smooth. The only place a girl is supposed
right,
to have hair
like
is on her head and on her eyebrow.
It's weird when you do that.
That's the only place you're supposed
to
have hair.
You take your hair in your mouth. That's gross. Like,
But what if you do, like, little designs and stuff, like, you know, I have
who the
blood,
fuck designs
their
dickhead? Are we talking about dickhead
no,
or are we talking about pussy?
We're talking about him, not you, Sequoia.
Okay,
we're talking
about
him.
Okay. All right, never mind.
So what,
I'm
yeah, you
say,
like it, you like a hairy, you like a hairy dick nigga? You like a hairy dick
no,
nigga?
I'm not
what...
No, I'm not. No.
I'm just asking.
As far as balls, I think balls are kind of, like, creepy. So,
well, let me ask.
You know,
let me just ask this, just straight out. Just we're talking to Koya real quick. Let me just ask. Like I'm saying, you got a dude, same dude, same dick or whatever. But I'm saying it's all hair filled over here and everything like that, or it's over here and it's smooth and it's smooth, like, and there's no hair at all.
Which one would I prefer?
Yes.
I would prefer smooth. That's
there
pretty
it is. Bottom line, like I said, no girl, if she wants to be all up on you like that or whatever, and guys, if you want that special attention or at least more often or whatever, girls will rub all on that shit and be like, ooh, that's who, it'll make them want to, girls like smoothness. That's why they be on, like, silk and, you know, all this. Girls like smooth, like, so keep it smooth. That's just, but y'all want to be hairy niggas or whatever, you know, sweat holding in niggas and all kind of, that's your business. Y'all, you hearing it? let me ask one last question before we get out of here, boys. How often does he get some? Can I ask that? How often?
Oh, I don't know if I could put that out there like that. I have people listening.
Oh, we got people listening. Let's just is it a healthy amount? Can we say that?
Yes, it's a healthy amount.
There it is. You want a healthy business for, and I only ask because I want people in relationships to feel the same way. Like I'm saying, you want to keep your girl happy. If you was one of them niggas that was always hairy, try just doing it once and just see what kind of reaction you get. Just play with her with it. Like, baby, look what I did for you. Like, ooh, feel this. See, just see what type of reaction you get. And like I said, to tell me that she didn't put a big, I'll dare a girl to call in and say she didn't smile. I dare somebody to call in and say that girl didn't smile or something like that. If you do what I'm telling you to do right now, y'all hairy niggas out there, whatever, just do whatever you got to do one time and go to the girl that always known you for being the hairy dude or whatever. Just do it one time. Like I said, come out the shower, like, hey, man, like, hey, just grab her hand, like, oh, look what I did. Just rub it around the top and just keep going down, like I'm saying, y'all. Unless, wait, the only time you don't want to do this is I hear, like I said, the girls, this is because I talk to girls. Girls talk. If you got a little dick, don't do it. Because it just makes you look worse. It's just, like I said, girls talk. Girls tell me things. Girls tell me things. Trust me. Girls will tell on niggas' business in a quick second. And like I said, a lot of times I don't be wanting to hear it. But the girl said, like I said, yeah, she was even crying. She's like, yeah, you tried to be all sexy or whatever. That shit looked like, like, oh, wow. Like, you.
Wait. So now I don't want Portia to feel left out. So, Koya, do you get sex on a radio? What?
What'd you say?
I said, do you get it on a regular?
Do I get it on a regular?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know.
I
don't hear the confidence in that answer, personally.
Right,
that's just
wasn't
me. I didn't hear the confidence. That was a whole different portion. Like, yeah, man, it's healthy, man. Yeah, we good. Like, you like, Nah, but, but look, no. But I'm gonna let you off the hook because we already ran over today. Like I said, we're having too much fun and we gotta get up out of here.
Oh no,
so I do.
You don't get off the hook either. Well, I gotta ask too because I wanna know.
What?
If you get sex on a healthy amount of basis.
Oh yeah, everybody gonna did. Do you, Nicole?
I'm gonna answer. I am gonna answer. That's why I didn't want Portia to feel left out because she was
all
the
right,
only one who had to answer
ahead.
The question.
Go, we're going around.
All right, is it my turn to answer?
Yes,
or
yes it is.
I thought I asked you.
No, you. No, wait.
No, it was your turn, Dagger.
Koya said yes. It was a weak yes. We didn't believe her yes.
Okay, do you want
okay.
me to give you my answer?
Honest answer. Honest answer. Koya, is you getting yours on the regular? Like, be straight up.
I'm getting my. Okay, first off, what is a regular?
Wait, nah, come on, Koya. Come
oh,
on.
Okay.
We
I
know
get
what
mine
regular
as
is,
I,
and we know what,
I
man, we're going on a drought
I,
or whatever.
I get mine as much as I need it. How about that?
I can roll with that answer. That I can roll with.
All
so
right.
when you want it, you know how to call up and go get what you need real quick. Is that what you're basically saying?
Yeah.
All right. For sure. I can roll with that answer. I can roll with that
answer.
Queen.
Oh, all right. All right, he gonna put me on the spot. I could have gone out.
But it was
his
turn,
Pluto.
Right?
No,
it was your turn.
Wait, it's cool because I answered. I'm gonna be honest. I was, but I'm kind of hitting a dry spot right now. So
well, there it is. Now, see,
there it is.
Ah, oh, shit. As for me, I don't really got a choice. But yes, I'm going with Corey's answer. If I want it, I can get it. If I need it in that moment, then yes, it can happen. But a lot of times I don't got time, and that's sad part too. But when it goes down, it goes down. Believe it. So we're going to get up out of here. First off, Corey, we're going to let you go ahead and give your shout outs and everything first. You know, last one in, first one out.
All right. I'm going to give a shout out to my mama all day. You already know. Love her. I'm gonna give a shout out to the Dagger, my queen. I love you guys. Thank you for having me on your show, and for having my own question. I like that though.
I said, you got a question every week. We got Koya's question.
My little book. What's that little thing? Is that little book? What's that book called?
I have no idea what book you're talking about. But keep going.
Sex book.
The Kama Sutra.
Yeah, boom. Y'all gonna be my little Kama Sutra book.
I got you.
different answers. So I'm not gonna say every show I'm gonna ask that question, but you know, every few shows I'm gonna ask that question to see what kind of page I can flip to, you know, look at the positions and whatnot.
So you gotta make sure you come at the question a little bit different because my answer is gonna be the same. You already know the pile driver, so that's always gonna
be
the answer.
Yeah, it's gonna be different. It's gonna be a whole bunch of different weird ass questions.
For
sure. I'm a weird person. But anyway, right. I want to give a shout out to you. I want to give a shout out to Portia. Thank you for tuning in. Hello. Nice meeting you. And I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners. Thank you guys for listening in on the show. Crazy, but hey, tell more people. I'm going to give a shout-out to my moon because I didn't hear him on the show today, and Young Prince of the West. Miss you guys. Love you guys. Everybody take care. Have a good night. And get it in.
There it is. Koya. Now, of course, Miss Portia, like I said, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for being so cool. Like I said, you're the first actual beauty that I know of that was actually hung out for the whole show. We even went over because we was having such a good time. So thank you for being
amazing.
Here. And always, if you ain't got nothing else going on, you are always more than welcome to come back and hang out with us at any time on any show. You got the number. Go ahead and lock it in. But like I said, Dagger's newest beauty of the week right here. Go ahead and let people know where they can find you, your links. Make sure you let me know when that lingerie shit drops. We gonna get this shit turned up and popping.
Okay, everything is available at www.portiastar.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under Portia Star. And thanks for having us on the show. I do appreciate it, Dagger and Queen B, right? Was it Queen
B?
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
No No problem. Again, thank you very much for hanging out. It was always fun. Like I said, always call back. Tune in. If you listen in, hear something you like, shit, call in, give us your opinion. And then also, like I said, set up that thing with your other models and everything. If they want to come on, we can make that happen. No problem. And tell
okay.
your boyfriend, and tell your boyfriend we're cool. He ain't going to listen, but we cool. Don't tell him we was just messing with him, all right? But,
okay.
but I'm serious. But life insurance, two words for you, life insurance.
All right. I got it.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Thank you. Good night.
Hi.
Ms. Portia, yes, Dagger's News Beauty of the Week. Make sure y'all check her out on Facebook. Make sure you check out her links. Make sure y'all support it. Make sure you check out that lingerie line coming out, and especially when she's able to make it for y'all ladies. Like y'all, when she said plus size, she didn't mean the fat ladies, although we're going to cover y'all too because I don't support the fat ladies. But plus size
oh.
as in plus size as in
that
y'all thick. Plus, plus sizes in, you know, thick, proper, you know what I mean? We knew what she meant. So, ladies, you're about to turn it up, so make sure y'all look out for that when it comes out. Queen, go ahead, lady. Let her know what's up.
Shout out to all my Scorpios. Happy Scorpio season, you guys. I'm excited because my birthday's coming up. So, yes, I rep the Scorpios. Happy Scorpio season, everybody. Let me start off by saying that it started yesterday for all y'all who don't know. Shout out to everybody and everybody who supports the show. I appreciate you guys. You guys keep us working, and I appreciate that. Shout out to all the independent artists. Continue to send me your music. I love opening up my emails and seeing that I have new music. It puts a smile on my face every time I see it. So make sure you guys continue to do that. The email is queenvbee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvbee1991@gmail.com. You guys can find me here every Wednesday from 9 to 11, co-hosting with my boy Dagger. Shout out to you, Dagger. I appreciate you. If you guys want to holler at me and talk to me and give me some ideas for the show, you guys can follow me on Twitter at QueenVicky21. Again, that's QueenVicky21 on Twitter. Y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
Yeah, y'all. The Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. Ain't nothing much to say. Y'all already know what's up. We ran over a little bit, but I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Like I said, shouts out to Queen V, my co-host, as always, holding it down with me. Shouts out to Portia for hanging in and being a good sport, man. How often do we get that shit? You know, some reality out here, boy. Looks like it's going to be a good year, and this year ain't even over yet. All right, remember, y'all, we all in this together. Don't forget that. I'm doing this for y'all, giving y'all a place where y'all can let shit out. You know, let that shit off your chest and just realize how real people can be. Everything's hard work. Everything's dedication. Nothing's going to be handed to you. Nothing's going to be handed to us. But at least right here, we can say fuck all the bullshit, hang out, relax, kick it, kick some shit, and just forget about the bullshit for at least 2 hours. Maybe shit, 2 hours and 15 minutes if I don't ever fucking end this show. I'm about to end it down, though, y'all. So, like I said. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. Every Wednesday, 9 to 11, Queen V, Adult Matters, Adult Topics. Y'all know what's up. Y'all heard the show. Y'all know where we go with this. So always tune in if you want to get in on this. You can. Fuck You Fridays, every Friday, 6 to 8. Making sure y'all let some frustration out before the weekend because we made it through the week to the weekend. Get that shit out. Talk about whatever problems you issues you having with family, friends, work, whoever got a beef with, man, fuck it. Let that shit go. Holler at me about it every Friday, all right? Of course, y'all know Slap Sundays every 7 to 9 on Sunday. That's where the bread and butter is. That's where it all started at, playing them slappers from the top independent artists from all around the world. You know what I'm saying? Trying to slap the stupidity out of y'all dumb motherfuckers. And, of course, the new Triple M show as well. It's just all music. That's where we just play 2 hours straight of just independent artist music. Ain't no telling what I may play. It just depends on how I feel. Like I'm saying, we here for y'all. We all here together. Let's make it happen. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you give me all your music. I will find a place for it. Oh, I got 4 fucking shows. I'm going to play your shit. Just get it to me, all right? Make sure you add me on Facebook at the same email, YouTube, whatever. If you got that email, if you search for me, that's where I'm going to be at, all right? Get at me. And, yeah, that's it. We out here, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V. We're going to see y'all next week. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Good night.
Night.